10:30 p.m. Pacific time. This is Winfrey opening up our segment of the Don and Win Show. Don, are you there?
I'm here. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm just testing the volumes. Sorry, folks, that we're late coming in today, but we're always late.
Well, Don, you know, you haven't had a good apology for a while.
I just did.
Is there anything else you want to apologize for?
Well, actually...
We know your mother is listening and Doug is listening. We have two listeners. Hi, Obi. Hi, Doug.
No, I don't think they're listening.
They're not listening?
Probably not.
We've even driven them away?
We finally even did that.
Oh, my God. Well, now we're just talking to the great anonymous mass of people out there that we have to believe are there, right? We don't know they're there.
That's right.
Are they there?
I don't think anybody's there, really. Just you.
If they're there, they're just us. Correct.
Well,
are they us out there?
It's just you.
It's just me?
I think so. I think it's just you.
It's just me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it'd be a safe bet.
Are you
when, whatever it is, you're it, pal.
And, you know, I understand you and Terry had a conversation about channeling last week.
We did, and yeah.
And I heard you and Doug were pretty mean.
Pretty mean.
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean?
You were like giving her a hard time.
We were giving Terry a hard time. No, we were making things simple, actually.
You were.
That's what I thought we were doing.
I see.
You know, keeping
now, you
it
know,
simple.
Terry has a friend that
we love
poetry,
Terry.
And he was reading me his poetry a few months ago.
Right.
And as he was reading it, and he's kind of a skeptic about channeling. Suddenly, what he was reading me sounded like it was channeled. And this is a guy who's like 85 years old, who's a little bit Alzheimer's. And, I mean, it's
a little bit rock and roll.
It's very hard to have a straight conversation with him.
Right.
And I stopped him and I said, John, that sounds like you're channeling. And then he said, oh, you're always giving somebody else credit for what I'm doing. And he got kind of antagonistic, and then he went on reading. And the next line that he read, I swear to God, the next line that he read, and he didn't even know what he was writing,
right,
was, I'm not raw unless you are too.
That's an interesting comment.
And
I like it.
I thought that was very profound.
Very.
So... that is probably the key to channeling. When you can realize that you're them, then you are.
I think that is a very specific key, actually. Yeah.
Mhm. So, you know, Terry's coming back again for round two of the
Round
and Win Show.
They patched her up, put a little tape on her, you know, and. She's got a new
Terry,
set of gloves. She's ready to go boxing.
Yes. I'm right here.
So, Terry, how was Don last week? Give us a report.
Well, you know me. I take everything to be the best that it can possibly be. And to me, he and Seth and Doug were trying really sincerely to know how to channel. And you know that's a lot of people in religion, they try to talk to God and they can't make it. And they don't feel like they ever get an answer. And God's right there and listening to them and hearing their every prayer. And so I think that's not just a question that Doug and Don and Seth have. I think it's a general question that the whole mass of people have. How do you know when you got through? How do you make the connection?
Exactly. That's, you know, it's true because you got to go, folks. If you're really going to portend information, then I think you need to go beyond the incessant chatter of the mind and what it states to you. And, you know, be more the student. Once you become the masterful student, everything else starts to unfold. And one way to do that, of course, is to allow. But when it comes to, you know, a lot of information, you know, again, a lot of people are going to feel very strongly about certain things throughout their life. In fact, so strongly that it's often a very colorful roadmap into much of their information. Now, folks, there are some channels out there that I think are unbelievable, because somehow either they have that psychic energy reading gift, or they're good at reading people, or they really have some form of a connection where they're in touch, because they can actually, they do prove it to you in very interesting, synchronistic and subtle ways, and often can extend into the miraculous. So, but until those things happen, to read a lot of the incessant chatter that is so, so much noise is, you know, probably, you know, yeah.
You know, one challenge they have, you know, on the other side is if they start talking to somebody, how can they demonstrate that they are who they say they are?
That's right.
I mean, they can't just say it, because why should anybody believe it? There has to be some way of...
Well, no, I think they actually could just say it. I mean, you know, but they would have to say it. You know, it would have to be weighted. It would have to hit you like a telepathic message, weighted right in the front of your forehead, and you feel it. It's almost a weight. You actually can give the speech weight. I can't, well, anyway. So, I mean, or either that, or...
I would say that... Yeah. If you said something like that, then it would, the negative on the other side is very powerful. The negative could simulate messages in the same way, appear in the same way.
Agreed.
And in fact, that's why there's so much negative agenda on this planet, because that's exactly what happens.
You know, I have a question. You know, that brings up a very important point, so I'm going to interrupt you. It really does. You know the TVs, Terry? You know the TVs that these big... Why do they give away many of our cable or local broadcast stations away on the basic packages or even free? You can always get these main basic channels for the news programs. You can always get those. No, I mean, why are they always offered there like they're... You just got to get them. They're attached to every package. They're just part of it. And it's the same... And, I mean, that sort of information in TV means if it's that highly, highly controlled, then aren't they specialists in modifying frequencies? And wouldn't that mean that they use that ability? Because, folks, if they are as corrupt as we believe they are, or how down that path they went, then they, if they had that ability, they use it. Well, I know they have the ability. There's been documentaries on it. I've seen films on it. So wouldn't they be using TV and media and even your regular TV stations, including your cartoon stations, to send more frequencies into you, behavior-modifying ones? Now, I don't know. I don't know. But would
you... You're asking me?
No, I'm asking Terry. That's a good question. And then what?
You,
then we ask Terry how we can build some form of a machine that can analyze segments of various shows at random times, taking out various frequencies and seeing, I don't know, how they make you feel. And then developing a pattern, working it through, putting the math together, and seeing if it's actually occurring.
But you know what? I don't think there's anything to be gained from doing that.
Why not?
I really don't. I think...
Really? You mean if that's going on, if what you're saying, if that's going on, you actually believe it's not something we should worry about?
Well, wow. I personally think that this whole world, almost, there's nowhere you can turn in the world where you're not getting some kind of programming, either by intention or by happenstance.
Correct.
That keeps you at a lower level. It's whether you're driving by a boat, billboard, whether you're reading a newspaper, whether you turn on the TV, whether you turn on the radio, and even to a certain extent on CBS.
Well, now let's not bring it down into the realms of the average, okay? Because it's not an average thing I'm talking about.
I don't know what it means.
I'm just asking if the technology
is
there and TV's the way I so manipulated. In my thoughts, at least from my perspective, and I got a fairly healthy perspective, I would have to say that, well, gosh, you know, I mean, I don't know whether it's the content now so much as the frequency. I can't tell, and that bothers me. Now, I don't know what that means, to be honest with you. I don't even know if that would be something that would ever be done. But wouldn't it be interesting to find out? Why? Because I was reading a couple more articles people had been sending me on this, and I thought, what an interesting topic. Considering the way media is behaving with people like Ron Paul and what they're doing to him, the various large media companies, once again, slinging him, trying to keep his noise quiet. And, well, folks know how I feel. Any man who speaks the truth, if like Kennedy and like Ron Paul or others. I mean, if you're going to stand up, talk the truth, really, truly tell the truth, I love you. I love you. If you come up to me and you deceive me and you ever lie in any way and you're a politician or you're a big corporate owner in any way, I won't buy it anymore. I don't believe it. See that? And I think our media has come to that snapping point. I don't know why, but I can see numbers, I can see growth, I can see our own growth, I see what's going on, and it seems to be a very interesting stage that we've come to. Now, this is all coming around these next funny elections and all the campaigns behind it, and I'm just really grateful to be a part of it. This is going to be a really interesting year, folks. If you actually take a look at the wonderful things that are going to happen throughout this year, you got to think, man, this is going to be one interesting year, especially for BBS Radio, because you guys are going to get to actually hear a lot of this on our network, because a lot of people are going to come, and a lot of people are going to start talking on this network. And you'll hear it here first. Hey, what a sales pitch. I love BBS, folks. I really do. I love you, too. That's why we're here.
Speaking of who's going to be on BBS, I understand you're having David Icke on.
Yeah, you know, I love that man. You know, I don't know why. Never met him. I just think any man who's as ballsy as him, I like the guy. I mean, a lot of what he talks about, I feel he's right on about. And any guy who's really that ballsy and willing to stand up for what they believe the truth is, I'm in their corner, even if it's a little out there.
Why don't you tell our audience when David Icke is going to be on whose show?
Bear with me. Is it going?
Yeah. I'll get all set up.
All right. Well, have a great Saturday evening.
You too.
All right.
See you on Monday.
See you on Monday. Thanks for coming in. Thank you. Well, Seth just went home for the evening, guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, Don, are you there, Don?
I'm here.
Why don't you share when David Icke is going to be on? I'm sure people would like to listen.
Well, Dave's going to be on tomorrow at 2 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay.
Two to three. This is Juliet Nightingale's program, of course, Toward the Light.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll be on tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern, and you can hear it on the Daily, BBS Daily, although that's going to change, too, because a lot of people are getting confused. What does Daily and Late Night mean? You know, so that confusion will end soon. We're going to change that up a bit.
Hey, that's why I told you to put a little click on explanation thing.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get them to change it up a bit. They've already done the new graphic buttons, and it's just got to be coded in now, I think.
I assume that everyone listening to us has seen the work you've done on BBS.
I love the work. I love it.
It's very incredible.
I'm like a monk who loves to work.
And how many visitors a day are you getting now?
We get quite a number of visitors a day. We get thousands. We literally get thousands.
How many?
Well, we get thousands now. Unique visitors every day, thousands.
Thousands means people that have never been there before?
I don't know. Well, I'm just telling you what the stat tells me. Unique IPs, thousands.
I'm just trying to understand what unique means.
It means it's going to measure it during a certain time scale. During this week or during this day, it'll be someone different.
I see. So probably every day.
And it won't include brow bots and all the other junk. It'll just give you straight IPs.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I wanted to say a little bit more how to channel. Hi. I was thinking about it all week, exactly how do I channel, how do I get a hold of them. One of the
Who's got their internet on, or radio, or something? Somebody's got something in the background going on. Anybody? Come on, who is the sinner?
John?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, now
see if it is coming through now, okay?
Hey, and so are you. Beautifully, I might add.
Okay, great.
Just like you.
What I was thinking over the week was I match their energy. I come up to their energy. They are an energy of pure love, which is like the color of pink. And I come up and match their energy, and so it is easy to transmit to them and them to me. And it's as if we share space, and I'm them and they are me. And so how do I know that it's not me doing it? It's because sometimes when I'll ask a question and I have no idea what the answer is or a definition of a word, and they come up with the answer and it's all right there and it's intelligent. So anyway, over the week I asked them, I said, well, how does it seem from their side for somebody to address them? And they said, it's just like meeting a person in your realm, face to face. If you address them, then they will hear you. But if you're not talking to them, if you haven't singled them out, if you're in a parking lot and there's a lot of people and you start talking, the person that may not know you're talking to them. So it's like just in this realm, meeting a person that you're going to talk to and you get the energy and you see them in this case. They don't have a visible form, but you can sense their energy, and then you can interface with them and communicate.
Now, interesting. I like the way you put it. In fact, it's not quite how I would put it, but I see, I feel what you're saying. I mean, I can see. So tell me what that would feel like. Just explain the feeling of exactly what happens from the moment he would lay down the prayer till the moment you connect. Exactly what that feeling would be like. Could you describe that?
Yes.
Not?
He lays down the prayer, and then sometimes I'm silent for quite a while until I can sense their presence. And then when I sense their presence, I start to hear them speaking to me. Then when I hear them speaking to me, I'm still cautious because I want to make sure it's them. And when I am sure that it's them and we have a little bit of an interchange, then I go ahead. And sometimes you'll hear long pauses in my channeling, because they might say something of which I have no knowledge. And so I ask them three times.
Do you sometimes miss something? Do you sometimes, like, they'll say something and you don't quite hear it, and you ask them to repeat it, and they say it again, and you repeat, and they keep repeating it till you finally get it?
That's right. They will say it over, and they'll say it over again. I'll ask them, like, three times to make sure that I totally understand.
Right,
I
hear
got
you.
It.
Yeah. And then, now I have a question. When I say feeling, because I just, this is something, I mean, interesting to me. I don't know whether it is for everyone else, but I, you know, it's something people are going to experience, I think, where you, everybody's going to start to experience it on one level or another. And knowing how that feels might help you get into that understanding that it's infinitely possible, and then you can prove it for yourselves. Because this is a hard thing to prove. Even though there are ways and it has been done, it's only even then applicable to the perceptive people. So,
Don, I want to...
The reason I say perceptive, because I say perception, is it's an interesting thing. But how do you feel? I mean, because if... I don't want to say, I just, do you have any difference in the feeling of your molecular structure at the time you connect?
I feel a very intense love, and a love light, and it's very, very light and a very, very high frequency.
So you hear this high frequency and you've tried, and you hum with it, or what?
No, it's a high frequency,
do
I
you
don't
hear,
hear
okay,
it.
Okay, you don't hear a high pitch frequency that then starts to continue to grow higher and higher.
No, I don't hear that at all. Now, the body itself, like my body, it, sometimes I'll wake up and it'll be like a transmission line just humming. And but that's not at all connected with the phenomena that I'm talking about.
Do you ever get sick the moment the energies hit you, your stomach starts to roll, and it's like that consistently, let's say?
No, I never get sick.
Well, not sick. It's not even sick. I can't say that. Sick would be the only way to describe the it wouldn't be, it not at all sick. Cellular, I don't know.
It's like a warm, friendly, loving feeling that is surrounding me and protecting me, and it's like a real friend.
Interesting, interesting. So could you possibly say that you're talking to your higher self and nothing but that? Could you possibly say that? And all the rest is just something that at the moment you elect it to be that? I mean, could it be that? Or or not.
Sometimes I've wondered, is this my higher self? However,
right.
I feel that
because
what comes through
has a name and place
wouldn't even be connected to me. But in some place, everything is one. And the information that comes through, some of the information I've thought about and pondered, but when it comes through, it's like from another perspective. And it's more intelligent than I am. I love it because I feel intelligent, really, really intelligent.
So it could, now I ask you this. And this is something that, because so many people and kids have been put on ADD, these drugs for ADD and attention deficit disorder of all forms, hyperactivity disorders. And what's interesting, let me just point this out for a second. What's interesting is a lot of this is basically to shut down the mind, of course, because the hyperactive minds or the schizophrenic minds, the minds that are open to being more than just the individual at the time. They may be playing a game of five selves at once. Now they can actually communicate, and one self says, hey, I'm the smart one, and the other one will turn around and say, yeah, you can be the smart one when I let you. Right?
Yeah, well,
is it a game of now, this is just my own personal, I promise you, and I am very spiritual, but it's a beautiful observation because to me it makes sense, but it's more beautiful than what people would understand. But it is in that way I kind of look at it, and it allows them to open up to their higher self or selves as they choose at the time. Now, a lot of people put a lot of names to all these channelings. Heck, I just posted one on our internet board, folks, TNT, one it had six, or was it five? I forget. There was just so many signatures, I thought the whole spiritual getup was here. I laughed. I couldn't stop. And I see a lot of it out there. It's interesting.
Yeah, well, it's when I tune in to the Ra energy, it's totally different than the Elohim energy. It's
that's why I love having you here, Terry, because I think you truly believe this. That I've no doubt. And that's why you're here, because that feeling
Don,
will help others. Yeah.
Don, let me get a couple words in edgewise.
Absolutely.
You know, one of the things about this, and as I said earlier, how do you know when
you got an echo going on? Just thought I'd let you.
How do you know when you have a voice, it is who they say they are? And that was my question. And I wouldn't say to believe it, because even if they identify themselves with a certain name, that's not enough. Now, in terms of Terry's channelings, and you've read the questions and answers with the Elohim, which I give away for free on my website.
Yes,
again,
you do.
Higher-vision.org. We have...
I think almost everybody gives away their channel. Many of them.
Well, it doesn't matter. Whether you charge or you give it away, it doesn't matter.
Right.
I'm just saying it's available
right.
if someone goes to the website. And the kinds of answers I'm getting just have a complete resonance with them being who they say they are. The other thing is that when we do a channeling, Terry and I both experience a huge light energy come into the space.
Yeah, you have to feel it. Absolutely. See, that's what I'm trying to get at. You truly will feel the whole unique and wonderful experience every time.
Then there's physical phenomena that have followed this whole experience I've had, you know, in terms of healing, in terms of predictions, you know, there's, you know. So the bottom line is how can you use this? It's not so much about the phenomena of channeling, and it's not even so much about who we're talking to and who they say they are, but how does a person use this in their life? How do they make it valuable to them? One of the worst things a person can do is say, okay, they're talking to the Elohim, so I'm going to follow everything they say. And this is one of the things that's happened in the history of mankind that has created, you know, some of the negative institutions we see on the planet right now. So that's not the appropriate way. As I read their intent is to help us evolve ourselves and give us the keys to our own unfoldment. And if somebody is going to enter into a conversation with them, in other words, if they're going to talk to somebody, they have a choice also. They have a choice of whether they want to engage with you. And part of their choice is involved to a person's intent. Is this just going to be a novelty? Is this going to be something so they can try to find out how the stock market's going, or how the lottery numbers? Are they going to use this in a way to evolve others? Because if they're not going to talk to anybody that doesn't have that kind of high intent, I know that. Even if they hear you, they're not going to answer you because their free will also. So, Terry, am I correct about that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. It's a total choice with them. That I understand completely. They'll come when they come. If they enjoy coming, they'll keep coming.
One of the things that we have gotten from them is when somebody is praying and they're praying for a bad purpose that's not for the highest good, the individual who's doing the praying has some little power, but the big Elohim and the Ra are not going to put their emphasis behind them so that because it's not for the highest good.
Right. I understand completely.
You know, each of us in our high self level has the power of creation. and the power to tap into our God force to make something happen on this realm. And that we can use that for self-serving purposes or non-self-serving purposes. In other words, you know there are people that create group energies, like witches' covens or, you know, satanic ceremonies, or God knows what else, churches, some churches even. They create group energies, but they're self-serving. In other words, they won't get the higher groups to blend with their requests, because that's the free will choice of the higher groups. We're not, like, supporting self-serving requests. Their goal is to evolve the planet, to evolve the people on this planet. And, of course, if you've been tracking the information...
Yeah, but now we're going into the political arena again. So now, hold on, let's backtrack. I mean,
okay,
to me, I understand what you're saying. Again, it's that I love it. Sounds great. But we get out of the politics of it and the feeling of it. That's... Terry.
Yeah.
You can do this very quickly, correct? It takes you, I would say, a good 10 minutes. Maybe less.
To do what?
To get into the groove. To shake it.
Well, I get into it. When I get into it, like, it calls in the light, and I get into it. There has been sometimes when I didn't do it. Like, it would call in the light, but the conditions weren't right, and so I couldn't go into it.
Did it ever come when you didn't want it to? Ever come when you didn't want it to?
Oh, yeah. Like, one time I was driving, and they just started to come in, and they just were saying all this brilliant, brilliant stuff, and it was late at night, and I couldn't pull over, and I couldn't write it down. I didn't have a tape recorder, and it was just, I was just like, wow, that's really great.
Yeah, I understand.
One time I was driving, and they started to come in, and they said, but if we're going to talk to you, you have to pull over because conditions aren't safe. And right then a car just did something really erratic. And, like, it just pointed out, like, if I was going to do it right then, I had to pull off the road and be safe.
Yeah, but
one of the very interesting things that happened, which was when we were channeling the Elohim, and we were channeling Ra, and Ra was saying something about the Elohim, like the differences between the Elohim and Ra,
yeah.
And then the Elohim and Ra started to converse with each other.
Yes, I've had that. Wow, okay. That, you just tipped me, because I thought that was my own freakiness. But I think that does occur on a level that's pretty insanely different.
Yes.
thank you. Sorry. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of people out there that, well, how shall I say, they're still skeptical, because there are even some who even I know well that believe that you couldn't possibly in a million years hold that much energy. In fact, if the Ra were to come through you even in a sliver, be too much energy, or these great beings that people may talk with. Now, maybe not. I don't know. I mean, what do you think of that? Some people actually believe that your vibration changes. It takes a while in meditation to get there. But when you finally close the mind of all the chatter, and then you're in there where the questions are come, it's a state that's pretty... You get there. I mean, I don't know if people practice to get there, but maybe that's where only the real valuable information comes from. That when you're way down into the, you know, you're at the various stages of mind where you're moving beyond the dream subconscious into the superconscious. Now, couldn't the rest be all fun and games? I don't know. What do you think?
As far as like the chatter of the mind, it's like I've worked years and years and years and have eliminated probably 80% of the chatter in my mind so that I don't have a lot of chatter. And when people get really advanced, then things get really quiet. And then you can be more open to receiving energies that do come in and actually evaluating what is there. Now, I still do have some chatter left, and so when it comes through, that's another thing I have to evaluate. Is this chatter of my mind, or is this the actual coming through of the message? And I've been able to, it's like what they tell me, and is that like they are actually accessing me and using what is here to access, which is my mind, and they're actually bringing the messages through with that. And so the chatter just goes away, any chatter that's left, but I don't have much chatter left anymore.
I hear that. I hear you, because, you know, it's... I guess that's something that people actually have to look at, that discernment, you know, spending a little time looking at whether it's an overactive, mind, or whether it's someone trying to be deceptive, someone trying to gain a name, someone trying to sell something, some very political orientation where their demands are being made and things must happen, and if they don't happen, whoa. Then what happens?
Well,
because there's all judgment in all of it. And whenever there is judgment, so much judgment in these things, I just don't get it. Because I can't connect, folks. When I connect, I'm one of those people that, bizarrely, it takes me a while till my molecular activity feels so different that I'm aware.
Hey, Don?
Yeah.
Why don't we open up to see if anyone would like to ask any questions?
Let's do that. I would love that. I would love that.
This is a rare opportunity.
We got a caller. Let's put them on the air. They're brave. All right, caller, you're on the air with the Don and Win Show. Thank you for calling in to win.
Hello, Don, and hello, Win, and hello, Terry.
Well,
hello.
This is Brian from Indiana. How are you doing, Don?
I am doing excellent. Absolutely excellent. Thank you. I truly am. I appreciate it. I love it when people ask me that question because I always get the answer in the same way, it seems. I love that. Thank you.
Well, I know you guys start tonight, and you said if anyone was out there, you have a listener here.
Hey. thank you. I got to tell you, we need more of them, only because a little bit of humor and a little bit of spice makes everyone nice, nice, nice.
Yeah. Well, you guys are talking about channeling tonight, and I think we're on the same wavelength tonight. The funny thing it is about Don is that, I'm just trying to get into this, and I my biggest fear is just letting go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just having that fear of just,
what does it mean to let go? What will that feel like?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, exactly.
And it's just, I guess, maybe that background of being raised, being raised Catholic or something, maybe it's a part of just that fear of just letting go, A lot of people out there have that.
That's the biggie. That's the biggie.
It must be.
It's that letting go point. Now, it's an interesting point because it takes a while to get there, I think.
Yes.
But what does that feel like? And the more people that start to feel it will start to walk with the faith and the love and the compassion of everything that they're about, because there's really nothing left.
Right, right. And then I assume go ahead.
I think people channel all the time in the sense that they get an intuitive flash. And it comes from someplace in higher dimensions. Now, maybe it's not from the Elohim. Maybe it is. Depends on the person. But in that case,
It's like a free will, like, let's give them a thought. And see, there's no control. They're just choosing to do it. And suddenly you're kind of in a daydreamy space, and suddenly, boom, you have a solution to a problem, or you have an insight, or you have a piece of wisdom putting something together. And I think in certain cases, those are voices from other dimensions assisting you. And that's the beginning, perhaps, of a channeling experience.
Yeah, and myself, I don't feel like I'm letting go. I mean, I'm me, I'm here, I'm just changing my frequency. I'm not letting go of my free will at all. And if I did let go of my free will, then I would probably feel aimless or something. But I'm me, and I'm there, and I'm open to reception the same way as if I turned on my radio and I heard you on the radio.
Yes.
That's what I was trying to figure out when Terry first started. Was it a fear of letting go, or she just started channeling out of the blue?
Good question, Terry.
When I first started channeling, I was attending a class where there was a lady who channeled, and she was really good. She actually did police work and locating in crime scenes, and she could locate lost stuff. She was so right on, and she gave me a little course in channeling, and then she asked me a question, and she had me channel. And all of a sudden, I was perceiving so much love. It was just so much love was just all around me, and
it's
it was
unbalancing.
Like a
isn't it a little
power.
Unbalancing?
Yeah.
It was incredible. High power was all around me, and It was so much love, and I just started crying.
So you immediately let go. See, that's the thing. She's a dynamic person. What she did was she instantly let go, and there was no fear. She probably overcame that who knows when, but she was, you know, I believe that about you, Terry. I see that like you. Me, I had absolute fear, man. And no joke, I'll tell you, you can get to the edge, my friend, and you can stay there, and you can stay there as long as you want with all the fear that you can muster. And then you can just step over and then realize what the big deal was.
Don, you were talking before about the validation. If sometimes if you feel that some of the channelers, if they're, you know, how do we know if they're real or not, if they're genuine? Maybe it's the feeling and to see if things come to pass. I guess it's just a matter of trust or see their,
well,
you know.
Giving it trust or weight?
Yeah.
Why? Why? See, I would read it. I read everything, but I stay instantly attached to it, detached.
Okay.
And I just look at it as something that should float. And if it pulls me in and warms me and gives me something I didn't have the moment before, and it fits, and it feels good, and it feels like truth, and it adds to me, I'm absorbing it.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And I'm only going to absorb the good parts.
Yes.
Now, you have to do that diligently, like Wynn is a very big proponent of. But, you know, you always ask for help, then all of a sudden you realize you always get the help, and then you just are the help. And that's where the government has put us now.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Really?
I mean, how you put that, I mean, that's perfect sense. And I think it also depends on the individual.
I think it does. Completely, in fact. That's
really
so. That's why it's so uniquely beautiful.
Yes.
You know, another thing to add here, which is rather significant and important.
Speak up, Wynn, just a bit.
We have been discussing channeling where you actually get a verbal voice. But that is, what I have learned, is that is the smallest way that these group souls communicate with us. The greatest way is they can come into your space as light energy. They can blend with you. They can be your companion. You can feel them with you. You can feel them changing the vibrations where you are, and it can be an ongoing experience. And there, I know there's many, many spiritual people that have this experience, and they don't necessarily know there's an intelligence attached to it. I've had the experience before I ever had a channeling experience, and I thought it was some kind of, you know, universal something, but I never imagined it was intelligent and communicate. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when we call in the light, as we do at the end of the show, they told me that when we do that, they are making themselves available energetically
everywhere.
To everyone who's listening
online. I believe that. I truly, folks, I don't, you know, I'm a watch and show me kind of guy, too. If it doesn't fit with me, I don't get it.
Right.
You know, I then become the beyonder. I just don't get it. I really don't. But if it fits, and that's where you learn to trust yourself.
Right.
Your heart, your higher self. Now, once you're open to that, then the rest really starts to flow. But that is a great starting point, and you're there. I think you do trust your heart. I think you do trust yourself. I think you're reluctant at times to do so.
Yes. And I wanted to thank you for putting us together. This BBS Radio is just wonderful, Don. And getting all these... You know,
you're wonderful, my friend.
Yeah, are you? Just getting all these different people from across the globe and bringing it together. And just how, you know, just... that our voices speaking out just,
you know,
multiplies.
I love it. If it's the truth, I love it. I just, folks, I am in love with truth. Love, truth, truth, love. I don't know. Is there a difference?
Well, before I go, Don, I wanted to ask you something. Are you still looking for other genuine channelers out there? I know you're always looking for more people.
You know, our network, really, we've had hundreds of people that have come to our network, and believe me, if you ask them, they'll probably say few people either send an email or they send a little link and say don't. We do that only because we figure those won't be people who want to be on radio. They make it the extra mile to contact us, phone us, and usually those, we love to chat. We're chatty, okay? And we like to feel the people and just feel them. It just, to me, it's a feely-feely kind of thing. You know who taught me that, folks? Terry.
Yes.
And she's right here. And I promise you, she's the one, through one of her channelings, that taught me feeling. You got to feel it. And somehow it stuck in, and here we are today. She is a very, to me, credible woman. Otherwise, she wouldn't be on the Don and Wynn show. Now, Wynn, he's over the top. He's a crazy nut like I am. Sometimes he's under it. But
before I go, I wanted to ask, there's a picture on here, on the picture on that you guys have posted with the Donna Wynn show. I was wondering, which one's the good-looking one?
Oh, gee, you know, my twin brother has always been the good-looking one. He really has. He has that about him. I always found him, you know, sexy.
Oh, you're supposed to say both of you guys.
Yeah, no, Doug's been the good-looking one, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I seen the one with glasses, and I didn't know who you were, though.
Which one wore glasses?
Yeah, I was wondering, who's who?
Who's who? Oh, yeah. Neither of us wear glasses.
Okay. Well, just showed a picture of you guys on here, or someone on here.
I think he's talking about you and me, Don. I don't think he's
That's Wynn. That's Wynn Free.
That's Wynn.
If you want to see what I look like, you'd have to go to the About Us page. There's a little link on the left side of the index page. Click on About Us down there. You can click on the photos of us.
I'm just wondering, like, who's who. Yeah.
Yeah, we look fairly, you know, I mean, we haven't changed really from each other that much. We've always looked like each other in some respect.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love looking like him.
He's a good looking guy. Both look
fine. I think he's a great looking guy. I just.
Yeah.
Hey, I love looking like him.
Well, I won't take too much of your time up here.
You know, you have been the best part of our time here tonight. Thank you.
You're welcome. And God bless you, Wynn.
Bob from Indiana? Did I get
Brian.
I'm sorry, not Bob.
Well, hey, actually, Brian can close because we're coming up. We've got just a couple minutes. Terry, I apologize, please. I'd really like you to close out and channel in the prayer. We have enough time to do it.
Well,
can you and Wynn do that?
I don't know if I want to put her on the spot.
No, you don't have to channel it in that respect. You know, just a beautiful message.
Okay.
Just one of love that's been sent out to everybody.
Thanks.
I'll tell you what, let me do it and let Terry add something into it, okay?
I would like that. That sounds perfect. Thank you, Terry, if
Terry,
you do that.
Thank you, Don.
Yeah.
And thank you, Brian. Stay with us. Stay with us.
Okay, I will.
I'll just start, and then you can just...
It's always good to feel things, and this might be one you can just kind of tune into. Close your mind and feel it first.
Now, just remember that...
Feel it at the cellular level. Really, I like to do that.
They say they're here when we do this. So those of you that have the intention to connect, take a moment, quiet your mind, be neutral, don't believe, don't disbelieve. Notice if there's any energy changes in your space, openness and loving. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Don, myself, and everyone listening tonight, and that any negativity can be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the galaxy through our bodies into the center of the earth. And all of us who are on this line, all of us who are tuned in all over the world, I'd like you to take a moment and imagine that our consciousnesses are connecting on the other side. Even though we're separated in the physical space, in this moment, imagine that we're not separate. Imagine that we're together, and imagine that in that togetherness, we can blend with those group souls who we have been talking about through this show, through the Elohim and the Ra group, that they can connect with us and just use your imagination and see us in one big, huge mass of light surrounding our planet and putting out the thoughts of peace, love, harmony, and upliftment for the human race. And Terry, is there something you'd like to add?
Yes, we greet each and every one of you in the power of love, the dissolving power of love, where all conflicts are dissolved and resolved, and everyone in their heart feels the love and knows that they are loved. We bless each and every one of you, and we are there for you. Just feel this energy as you feel it now, and call on us, and we are there for you. We love you all, each and every one of you. Amen.
Wow.
That's beautiful, Don.
Well, thank you. That was fantastic. Brian, thank you. It was Brian, right?
Yes, Brian.
Brian, thank you for being with us.
And thank you, Wynn.
We love you. Have a wonderful evening.
You too. God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
And to our audience, we once again thank the lovely Terry for being with us. Please. Terry, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. The phone, her phone's cutting in and out a little bit. We did dial into them on their cellular phones today, so it might have been a little bit rough. They're both on cells, and we appreciate the time you took. Terry and Wynn, I love you, my co-host. As usual, the best co-host in the world, Wynn Free. We'll catch you next week. Next is coming up the Dr. Fred Bell Health Science Energy Show. Really, this is one you don't want to miss. Nobody does. That's the beauty of it. So stay tuned in. We'll bring some music up for you, and he'll be on just in about another 4 minutes. Stick around.
I love you.